This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
This is the news you missed. From the FM 99 studios in Chesapeake, here's Rick Rumble.
Hey, thank you, Kira O'Brien. Welcome once again to the news you missed. We start this morning with the East Coast gas shortage. Can you say that? I guess you can. International hackers took the Colonial Pipeline hostage this week by threatening to destroy the software data that runs it unless they were paid a ransom. To protect it, the Colonial Pipeline, which provides 45% of the gasoline for the East Coast, was shut down purposefully. Now, they interviewed the colonist in charge of the Colonial Pipeline, told reporters,
"Ye hackers! Ye hackers think themselves sly and cunning! But even the fox is dim-witted when confronted with swift action. Pay them a ransom, be damned. Ye pipeline shall spurt its copious juices again and soon. So saith the colony. So saith we all."
The pipeline was open again yesterday after they paid him $5 million.
Yep,
$5 million.
Jeez.
Wow. Amazing, right? Yeah. But the hackers then turned their attention toward another commodity they know Americans couldn't live without.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
All right, maybe not the hackers, but Chick-fil-A announced that they were limiting the number of Chick-fil-A sauce packs that you can have because they have a shortage of those. Cars were seen lined up for miles, fistfights and general civil unrest have followed. President talking about bringing in the National Guard, and protesters say that they will continue to demonstrate until they get some sauce, except for Sunday. Other people taking a stand this week include actor Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise returned all three of his Golden Globe Awards due to the lack of diversity among the group that awards them. However, what Hollywood really wants back from Tom Cruise is his paycheck for the movie Cocktail. That's a sweetie. Hey, in sports, there's been yet another reversal at Churchill Downs. Earlier this week, it was reported that Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs following the Derby win. However, the Kentucky Horse Racing Association now says the sample in question belongs to Medina's trainer, Bob Baffert, whose blood was found to be coursing with horse steroids. Not the first time Baffert has had a run-in with authorities. In 2008, he was found by groundskeepers at Pimlico rubbing cayenne pepper into his own anus.
Wow.
That guy wants to win. Stupidest joke ever. Finally this morning, a creative salute to Romania for using Dracula's Castle as a COVID-19 vaccination center.
That's fantastic.
It really is. Everyone who comes out for the vaccine gets a tour of the castle. Now, this, of course, just an extension of previous healthcare meets monster programs that include Frankenstein's mammograms and prostate exams at the Crypt Keeper's Mansion.
Oh,
boy, Doc, the finger's a little bony. Every week, stories of all kinds make up the news, and so does this guy for the news you missed here on FM 99. I remain Rick Rumble.